Perplexity. There was once a man who lived quietly in a certain place, not far from a mountain. He was well behaved and refined, but the ordinary people did not see anything very remarkable about him. But he had an attractive manner, and there was something about his kindness and understanding which made many people visit him and ask his advice. Whenever anyone came to see him, he gave them advice. One, for instance, he told to open a shop, another to learn how to build rafts, a third he recommended to learn about the growing of plants and how gardens were maintained. One day, a number of people who had set out to try to find truth paused in their journey and were talking to one another. The first one said, "I was able to bring the whole group safely across the treacherous torrent which we have just crossed, because a certain man once recommended me to learn raft building." The second man said, "When, on this journey, we were all captured by brigands, I secured our release by showing the chief of the robbers how to cultivate his garden. I was able to do this because of the instructions given me by a certain man, who suggested to me that I learn about flowers and gardens." A third man said, "We have escaped the terrors of wild animals during this journey because of the instructions given me by a certain man. He it was who, when I asked him what I should do in my life, said, 'Learn how to overcome wild animals.'" And the same was true of all the other people in the caravan. When they compared notes, each discovered that he had been told one simple thing about how to progress in life, though few of them had realized how important to their survival it might become. The guide who was with them on the journey said, "Just remember that if you had not taken the advice of that man, none of you would be here, for there are many people who went to him for counsel and who laughed at him or forgot his lessons because they did not recognize that there could be any inner meaning in what he advised." When the travelers arrived at the end of their journey, they saw that their guide was the very same man who had lived at the bottom of the mountain, who had given them advice. They had hardly recovered from their amazement when he took them into the presence of truth, and then they saw that truth was nothing less than that very same man. Then the travelers were perplexed, and their spokesman asked, "Why, if you are the truth, as we now all see, did you not tell us at the very beginning, so that we would have been spared this journey and all these discomforts?" But no sooner had these words been spoken than they realized, because they had seen truth, that they would never have been able to perceive truth unless they had been through the three stages: the stage of advice and taking it, the stage of travel and applying their knowledge, and the stage of recognizing truth itself. They had been able to arrive at their destination only because something in their inner selves had been able to recognize, in the ordinary advice of the man at the foot of the mountain, some inner ringing of truth, some fragment of reality. In this way can man come to the recognition of the absolute truth.